15th of June, 1936. Talk number 202. A sad-looking Punjabi gentleman announced himself to Maharshi as having been directed to him by Sri Shankaracharya of Kamakotipitam from Jalasvar near Puri, Jagannath. He is a world tourist. He has practiced Hatha Yoga and some contemplation along the lines of I am Brahman. In a few moments, a blank prevails. His brain gets heated and he gets afraid of death. He wants guidance from Maharshi. Maharshi, who sees the blank? Devotee, I know that I see it. Maharshi, the consciousness overlooking the blank is the self. Devotee, that does not satisfy me. I cannot realize it. Maharshi, the fear of death is only after the I thought arises. Whose death do you fear? For whom is the fear? There is the identification of the self with the body. So long as there is this, there will be fear. Devotee, but I am not aware of my body. Maharshi, who says that he is not aware? Devotee, I do not understand. He was then asked to say what exactly was his method of meditation. He said, Aham Brahmasmi. I am Brahman. Maharshi, I am Brahman is only a thought. Who says it? Brahman itself does not say so. What need is there for it to say it? Nor can the real I say so, for I always abides as Brahman. To be saying it is only a thought. Whose thought is it? All thoughts are from the unreal I, that is the I thought. Remain without thinking. So long as there is thought, there will be fear. Devotee, as I go on thinking of it, there is forgetfulness. The brain becomes heated, and I am afraid. Maharshi, yes, the mind is concentrated in the brain, and hence you get a hot sensation there. It is because of the I thought. So long as there is thought, there will be forgetfulness. There is the thought, I am Brahman. Forgetfulness comes, then the I thought arises, and simultaneously the fear of death also. Forgetfulness and thought are for I thought only. Hold it. It will disappear as a phantom. What remains over is the real I, that is the self. I am Brahman is an aid to concentration. It keeps off other thoughts. That one thought alone persists. See whose is that thought. It will be found to be from I. Where from is the I thought? Probe into it. The I thought will vanish. The Supreme Self will shine forth of itself. No further effort is needed. When the one real I remains alone, it will not be saying, I am Brahman. Does a man go on repeating, I am a man? Unless he is challenged, why should he declare himself a man? Does anyone mistake oneself for a brute that he should say, no, I am not a brute, I am a man. Similarly, Brahman or I, being alone, there is no one there to challenge it, and so there is no need to be repeating, I am Brahman.